The following is a paid announcement.
Retirement. It's a journey. You'll see peaks and valleys, fair weather and foul. You'll make new friends, but there will also be bandits along the way. So protect your money, but also your health, because this journey requires both. Whether you're still preparing, just taking your first steps, or have been on the path for years, welcome to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Now, here's your host of Retirement Journey, Jeff Bucher.
Well, happy Father's Day here in Northwest Ohio. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, today we have an action-packed show today with four in-studio guests from different programs at our beloved YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo. And if you have any questions about the Y or any of these programs as we go through today, you can give us a call in the studio at 419-240-1370. Coming up, we'll be talking with the Diabetes Program Coordinator, Susan Ruff, about how to prevent diabetes, or at least live smarter with it if you have it. Tracy Wise, the Food Program Administrator, will bring us up to date on their food program. And Daniel Rovat, who heads up the Wise Aquatics Division, will talk summer safety with us. And finally, Martha Preckler, the director of Silver Sneakers Program, returns to the show to talk about a special open house that's coming up, and stand by for details on that. But first, it's a special day, Father's Day, and I just became a dad again for the second time to a beautiful baby girl, and I've got a six-year-old son, and so special day for me today. It was interesting because actually yesterday I got breakfast in bed from my son and a little coupon book for special treats that I can redeem for him. So that was pretty cool. And so thank you to him for that. And so today we're just going to kind of lay low, I think, and have some dinner with our family later on tonight. But you know, as you go through today, I always talk about the things in life to be grateful for. And whatever your family situation is, today, Father's Day, take some time out to just be thankful for where you're at in life and all the people, the special people, whether it's your father or not, that have shaped and been there for you. And I know that I personally have a father who has meant so much to me and my family, a person that has an entrepreneurial spirit, has always been a business owner since the day I was born, and currently owns a carpet cleaning business named Dr. Steam. So if you need your carpets cleaned, make sure you give Dr. Steam a call. But you know, my dad was a person that taught us that entrepreneurial spirit, taught us how to work hard, taught us how to set goals. And it's important, you know, as I went through life as an athlete, I wrestled at the Ohio State University, and definitely work ethic and goal setting is so important. And one of the things that I remember throughout my journey at Ohio State was my parents and my dad leading the charge of being at almost every competition that I had. And, you know, when you're wrestling a Big Ten schedule all across the country, it didn't matter if we were out west and wrestled in Las Vegas every year, which he probably didn't mind too much going to that one. He's a regular at Hollywood Casino, I think. But so traveled all around the country, and it was always such a comforting thing for me to know that no matter where I was, me and my teammates could look up and see my parents and my dad there in the stands, and I'm forever grateful for that. And so, you know, as you go through today, again, just be grateful and have fun. Enjoy this day. It's a beautiful day. The weather out there is awesome. And would you believe that today we've got the YMCA here, and there's actually a tie-in between Father's Day and the YMCA? You know, Father's Day was actually founded in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA in 1910. So over 100 years ago at the Y in Spokane, Washington, by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. Its first celebration was in the Spokane Y on June 19th, 1910, and at the suggestion of Sonora Dodd. Her father was a Civil War veteran named William Jackson Smart, and he was a single parent who raised his six children. After hearing a sermon about Mother's Day in 1909, she told her pastor that fathers should have a similar holiday honoring them. Although she initially suggested June 5th, her father's birthday, the pastors did not have enough time to prepare their sermons, and the celebration was deferred to the third Sunday of June. So if you're a dad or if you love one, you owe a debt of gratitude to Sonora Dodd and the Spokane, Washington YMCA. So who knows what's happening today at the Toledo Y that our descendants might be talking about 100 years from now. You know, we look back 100 years back and the first Father's Day celebration, but there's things that are happening at our local Y right now that maybe 100 years from now we might look back and be honoring and talking about still that far in the future. So with that, I'm going to bring in some of our great guests from the Y. Ordinarily, I'd introduce our guests and give you a short bio, but to dive into the interview quicker, we're just going to bring our four guests in, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So please forgive me for not giving them the more expansive introductions, but it's just more of a time thing. I want to make sure we get to all this great information that's coming from our YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo. By way of introduction, though, I just want to say that we have the Diabetes Program Coordinator, Susan Ruff, here to talk about how to prevent diabetes. We've got Tracy Wise, the Food Program Administrator, to share with us how that program is helping kids. Daniel Rovat, who heads up the Wise Aquatics Division, will talk summer safety. And Martha Preckler, she's the Director of the Silver Sneakers Program. She returns to the show to talk about the special open house that's coming up right around the corner. So thank you guys so much. And to kick things off, we're going to start with Susan. Susan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So give us the Reader's Digest version of who you are and how you came to work for the Y and what you're doing there.
Well, as you said, my name is Susan Ruff. I've been working for the YMCA of Greater Toledo for about 10 years. Actually got to stay home with my kids for 17 years. So my first adventure into the working world was at the Y.
Was after 17 years of staying home?
After 17 years of staying home.
This is a crazy thing. The Y, the JCC, YMCA and JCC at Greater Toledo is about to have a monumental moment tomorrow, actually. I don't know if you know this, but my wife, who's been a stay-at-home mom for about 12 weeks now with our baby, is going to be returning to the workforce tomorrow. So, honey, if you're listening, we're excited for you to get back, and the Y needs you, so they're excited. So
Very much. We have missed her in the office.
So 17 years, and you started at the Y.
I started at the Y. I actually started cleaning in the fitness center at the old South Y on the trail.
Wow. And then you've kind of worked into different positions to where you're at today?
Started teaching classes, helping with classes, did some lifeguarding, was aquatics director briefly at the South Y. Then at the end of 2010, we had a diabetes education program for those that were already diagnosed with diabetes. It was a grant that we'd received from the state of Ohio, and that grant ended. And we partnered with Sanofi Pharmaceuticals in 2011 to offer one of our current programs that we have now. So we were able to take the best from the grant program and kind of evolve into where we are today. We've been offering a program for those that are already diagnosed with diabetes. We're halfway through our third year now.
So you have these programs around the area. What exactly do you provide, and what are you trying to do with this program?
All right. For the first program, those that have already been diagnosed with diabetes, we're targeting those that are 18 and over that are either newly diagnosed or have been living with a disease for a while and maybe just need some refresher. 8-week program we offered at different YMCA locations around the city. I run it in conjunction with our group exercise 8 weeks. We have the first week I speak on the importance of exercise and diabetes. We have a dietitian that also will speak. We have pharmacists, physicians, diabetes educators, and two other dietitians that come in throughout those 8 weeks.
Gotcha. So is this for people that are at risk, they've already been diagnosed, or is it for others as well? Who kind of should be
the
interested in looking at this?
The target for that program is those that have already been diagnosed with diabetes.
Okay.
So we do have another program, which is the main reason why I'm here to talk today.
Okay.
And that's for those that are at risk of developing diabetes. So there's currently 79 million people in the United States with prediabetes, and the majority of them are completely unaware that they're at risk for developing the disease. If that's left untreated, diabetes is one of the nation's leading causes of death or death from complications from the disease, and it's also a huge contributor to healthcare costs that are just going through the roof. So not only are we going to save money, but most importantly, we'll be saving lives.
So at these prevention classes, what can people expect to learn or get out of these types of courses?
The prevention class is a lifestyle modification class. It's a year-long program, 16 weekly sessions, followed by monthly maintenance sessions for the remainder of the year. So we talk about adapting diets. We watch fat grams is our big thing that we watch with that. We also get them physically active up to 150 minutes a week, and sometimes more, just depending on the individual. If we've got somebody that's coming in that has not been physically active at all, achieving that 150 minutes a week is That's a challenge.
That's a pretty big undertaking, isn't it? Well, and so do you have to be a member of the Y to be a part of this, or how? What?
You do not. For either program, you do not need to be a member of the YMCA. With the program for those that are already diagnosed, you will receive a 3-month membership for free. So you can get in, start using our fitness centers. It's a great time of year. We've got the pools that are open, our outdoor pools. With the diabetes prevention program, the year-long program, they actually, participants will receive a year-long membership to the YMCA.
Nice. Well, that's a nice benefit of this program. What so where and when can we get information? Where the program offered? Are they offered all around the city?
All around the city. Right now, mostly at the program for those that are already diagnosed is at our YMCA locations, and we rotate around through pretty much all of them. The pre-diabetes prevention program is offered at WISE. I also have a couple work sites. So if you're listening and you're on the healthy living department of a work site and you're interested in maybe getting this program for your employees, they can give me a call at the Y. I'll give you that number in a second. But we can actually go to a work site and provide the program as well.
Nice. Well, that's an excellent benefit for our local employers. And is there a size that you're looking for from an employer far as employees?
For any of the class, the pre-diabetes class, 8 to 15 participants. 15 is kind of our cap. But that if you've got more than that and there's more people interested, we can have more than one class going. I have several lifestyle coaches that have been trained. YUSA master trainers from Chicago came in December and trained. I've got a wonderful group of ladies, and we're already offering the program, and they'd love to have some more classes.
Awesome. Well, so, you know, diabetes is such an epidemic that's kind of just growing in our country, with a lot to do with the diet and, as you mentioned, too, the exercise. And there's so many of us, as you mentioned, are affected. This is a great thing the Y is providing. How can people get involved? Where can they find the information and get signed up?
They can check our website, which is ymcatoledo.org. You can also look on our Facebook page, or they can call me directly, and my number is 419-725-7844.
Awesome. So, again, you can find them at ymcatoledo.org. A lot of great opportunities all around the city for both the folks that are at risk, or if you've already been diagnosed with diabetes as well. The Y is providing quite a bit of good information, and we encourage you to check it out. Anything else you want to share while you're here?
I do, because I was back here and talked with you in the winter, and we were just kind of starting to get the ball rolling. Well, currently, to date, we have 5 classes going. 2 of them are already into the monthly maintenance sessions. 3 are still meeting weekly. As a whole, we've had 28 participants going through the program, and that group has lost a total of 215 pounds.
Wow. So 28 people, 200 and what?
215 pounds.
Out of 28 people.
Yep.
Awesome. So congrats to you, and congrats to all the folks that are in the program. And obviously, that type of activity is going to help prevent or maybe slow down diabetes, depending on what stage you're at in the fight. So.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Susan. One more time, if you can give your direct number, too.
Sure. It's 419-725-7844.
Okay, well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to have Tracy Wise. She's the food program administrator. She's going to talk about what's going on with all the food programs with the YMCA and the city of Toledo, and how the Y is helping throughout this summer. So stick with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher on 1370 WSPD.
Jeff Bucher of Citizen Advisory Group, your financial travel agent for the best journey of your life.
You're listening to 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, today's a special Father's Day show, and for all you fathers out there, I wish you a very happy Father's Day. Hopefully, you get your way today, and you get to do whatever it is you want to do, whether that's laying around and doing nothing, or getting out and playing golf, or whatever it is for you to have that fun. You know, the retirement journey is such a special thing for us at our firm at Citizen Advisory Group. You can find us on the web at citizenadvisory.com. You know, we all have this dream and vision of what the future we want it to look like, and retirement means something different to all of us. But we all, when we think about the future, we just have some picture of what that looks like. And so health is such a critical part. So that's why when you listen to Retirement Journey, it's not just about money, because money is only part of the equation, and sometimes we need to bring in the health components, and Susan Ruff, the diabetes program coordinator, who's talking about one of the health epidemics we're looking at here locally and across the country in the United States, of diabetes. And, you know, so often we chase money our whole life. We chase wealth and we neglect our health only to have our health wipe out our wealth. And it happens so, so often. And so we encourage you to get out and get active today on this Father's Day. And if you know someone or currently are diagnosed with diabetes yourself, give Susan a call at the YMCA or check them out at ymcatoledo.org. Well, the Y's been such a good partner with us at Retirement Journey. And today it's going to be an all Y, as we mentioned at the opening. The Y actually created Father's Day, so it's pretty fitting. And so we're going to turn our attention to Tracy Y. She's the food program administrator for the YMCA Kids Express program. So, Tracy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Jeff, good morning. I have been with the Y probably near 30 years, worked in various departments with the YMCA. My last 2 years, I have been with I am the YMCA food program administrator.
So what does that mean? Tell us what do you do?
Well, a lot of different things, but the food program administrator, we serve nutritious meals, make sure that the kids in our child care and in our after school sites receive a nutritious meal during the week with fresh fruits and vegetables. And Monday through Friday, it's a great program. The kids don't have to pay for it. The families don't have to pay for it. It's something that we provide.
That's awesome. So, and I assume this is a summer program or is it,
well,
does it also
carry?
Well,
it is a year-round program.
It's a year-round program.
It is, the food program is a year-round program, but we also have the Kids Express program. And that is our summer program where we are partnering with Toledo Public Schools this year, and they will be our vendor. And we have different programs within the schools at various sites around the inner city. We have they will be serving meals to the kids, nutritious meals, and then we also do programming.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, and so you also are partnering with United Way as well for this?
We are.
Talk to us a little bit about that partnership.
Well, what we're doing with them is they have, they are your nutrition information, and so that you can call United Way 211, and they'll be able to provide all the times and the sites, the addresses for all the various sites around the community.
So to get more information about this program, actually, that's actually a phone number?
That is United Way. You would call 211.
Just 211.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, so that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
So 211, you can get the information. You know, it sometimes is forgotten, and when you think about the inner city and many times kids go to school, that might be the only time that they're eating throughout the day. They go home and you know, there's not dinner there, whether it's a single parent home or whatever it might be, the dynamics of the family and the nutrition or the food is just not quite there. You fast forward to summertime. Right. Summertime, there might not be food really anywhere or any structured type of meals. So that's kind of one of the main goals, I would imagine, is to help and combat that type of situation.
That's correct. That's one of the goals. The other goal is that we provide a literacy component for the children. So they come in, we have a nutritious meal for them. We have great games and arts, and we do. We have enrichment speakers. We do programs that include playbook, reader's theater, and a kids lit. So we have a lot of fun programming for the children. So it's a 2-hour program, Monday through Friday. It starts actually Monday, and it goes all the way through August 15th. And it's from 12 o'clock until 2 p.m. daily.
Perfect. Well, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Tracy Y. She's the food program administrator for our local YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo. And we're talking about the summer food program. And so you're mentioning not only the food aspect, but the literacy. I remember at one of the fundraising events for the Y a couple years ago, they talked about the summer learning loss and what happens, you know, when you kind of you get out there and you just play all summer and you maybe don't pick up a book and forget to stick with any type of academics. And then once you get back to school, you've lost quite a bit. This kind of correlates with that, it sounds like, as well. So there's not only the food aspect, but some learning involved
as
well.
Trying to help delay the summer slide.
The summer slide. So mm-hmm. So you mentioned these are all across the area. Are they at YMCAs or are they at schools?
They are within the Toledo Public Schools. We have Chase STEM Academy, Garfield Elementary, Leverett Elementary. We're going to feed at Rogers High School, but then we'll have the programming after they're done eating. We'll walk over to McTighe Elementary and then Wallbridge. And then our last one that we're starting, it's not in the inner city, but it is out in the Spencer Sharples area, and that is at the House of Emmanuel.
Perfect.
So that they will be doing programming there as well.
So if I'm listening today or I know someone that might be able to benefit from this program, how can we get more information? Is there a website that we can go to?
You can call United Way 211, or you can go onto our website, and that is ymcatoledo.org.
Perfect. So again, ymcatoledo.org or this easy-to-remember United Way phone number, 211. It's going to have all the information about this food program throughout the summer, which includes also an educational component. So again, if you know anyone that could benefit from this, we recommend you do that. The YMCA is doing so many great things. Anything else to add while you're here?
It's just really a great program. We have a lot of volunteers that come in to help as well as staff. But it's a great program to be for the children to have positive role models throughout the summer, to receive a nutritious meal, and to do a lot of fun programming with the kids.
Awesome. Do you actually get to get out there, too?
I do get to get out there.
Perfect. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in on a Sunday morning. I know there's probably lots of better things to do than to hang out with us, but this is great information. You're doing such a great thing for the local community, so
thank you
so much. Well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to stay safe out there in the water. It's starting to heat up, so I know we all want to start looking at jumping in the pool and hanging out with friends and having some fun throughout the summer. We're going to have Danielle Rovat come, and she's going to give us some tips. So stick with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. This is 1370 WSTD.
Retirement Journey, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way.
Well, you're listening to 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, today is a special Father's Day edition, and the creators of Father Day back in Spokane, Washington, the YMCA, and they're great partners of our show here, the YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo, and they've been behind our show since the beginning, and so today this show is all about them. So we've already talked about some of the fantastic programs they have going on with Susan Ruff, and she's the diabetes program coordinator, and talking about all the different opportunities for those at risk or diagnosed with diabetes, as well as Tracy Wise, the food program administrator, discussing a lot of the great opportunities around the area for summer feeding programs for kids, and also trying to combat what's called summer slide, is the education. We get out and play, we start to forget maybe how to read as well as we did back when we were in school. So two great programs. And now we're going to turn our attention to Danielle Rovat. Danielle's the aquatics director at the Sylvania YMCA and JCC Outdoor Pool. So welcome to Retirement Journey.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you. How long you been with the Y and what do you do there?
I've been with the Y for 8 years. Started as a lifeguard and kind of moved my way up. And now I'm the aquatics director running the pool at the Sylvania Y.
So 8 years, you can't be out in the workforce for 8 years, I don't think. So that must have been back in your high school and college days, I would imagine.
Yes, when I started working, I was in high school.
Cool. Now, as you're listening today, one thing you may not know about Danielle that I just learned is actually you were a cheerleader, is that correct,
yes,
for the University of Toledo?
Yes, I was.
So she's kind of like famous. And so, Danielle, now you're the aquatics director at the Sylvania YMCA and JCC Outdoor Pool. And so, you know, obviously, recently it was in the news, the Orlander Park tragedy, and you know, water safety is so important. I have a 6-year-old son, and we talked about getting a pool, but one of the fears that we have just having a pool at the house is, you know, how do we make sure that our little ones stay safe? And every year we read about tragedies all across the country. And so how does the program that you guys have at the YMCA, how does it address those kind of fears and concerns?
Well, our SPLASH program is a water safety and awareness program where children from all over the Toledo area can come in and participate in classes. They are an introduction to a swim lesson as well as a lot of information about water safety, what to do at beachfront situations, private pools, lakes, boating. So you name it, we pretty much cover it with the kids to let them know what to do in certain situations if they may come across it.
Gotcha. Well, and it's so important because, again, you know, I look at my own personal situation and, gosh, I would love to have a pool and so would my son, and but definitely fear. But there's so many different situations that you can get yourself into, not just at a pool in your private yard. There's these beachfront areas and So the program addresses all that. I know from our standpoint, my 12-week-old baby girl, she will be getting in the pool shortly at the Y, I know, just to start getting her acclimated. I can remember back taking my son back when he was just a little guy and dunking him in the water and watching his face and the whole nine yards. But now he loves water and he's a good swimmer and he's not afraid and things of that nature. So you have some specific programs. That sounds like the general things that you guys do. But then there's some things coming up this summer, I think, that might start tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we have our splash program that starts up, and each day is designated towards a different type of water safety. So the first day, for example, is public pools and knowing the pool rules and the types of things that children should know when they are at a waterfront facility. And then it progresses on talking about beach safety, boating safety, and how children should have life jackets. Coast Guard approved life jackets are the best for them because they support them when they're in the water. And also teaching them other things that they can use in the water as far as noodles or things to float on when they're in the pool to help them. So if they are not strong swimmers, but we do stress that they do use life jackets that are U.S. Coast Guard approved.
Gotcha. So you mentioned at the break, we were kind of talking about this. When should we be using life jackets? You know, there's all these different times that we're in or near water. When's a time that we should definitely be using our life preserver?
Well, there's numerous occasions that you should be using them. Always use them when you're accompanied by an adult. You should not be using a life jacket on your own, especially for younger kids. Boating, when you're out on the water and you are going to be in deep water that you know you may not be able to tread in for a long period of time. So those would be specific examples.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So is there anything in advance? You mentioned that this program's filling up quickly, so it might be tough to get in even at this point. But how can they get more information about the splash program?
They can call any of our locations, the YMCA Sylvania location in particular, at 419-885-4485, and they will be able to give you more information on if there's any time slots available. My suggestion would be if you are interested, please call, because we have many other programs that are through the summer that we do cover a lot of the information that we will be going over in the water safety classes, as well as more a swim instruction with an instructor, more of a one-on-one basis or a group lesson that would extend for 7 lessons at a time.
Gotcha. Well, and before we get to a break, you mentioned some ideas about when to have a life preserver. Give us a couple takeaways, maybe just a couple rules that everyone should practice all the time when it comes to water safety.
Communications, keeping that open communication between the child and an adult, you know, where you're swimming, always being with another person. Also having the communication line, if something did happen, know where you can get emergency help from. Knowledge is the one big key. We want to make sure that everyone's knowledgeable of, you know, the water, where they're swimming, where people are that they can get help, or what things they can be playing with or things like that in the water. And we also want to make sure that that safety aspect is in mind for everyone and that we're following the rules.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add before anything I missed?
Well, after our splash program, we have our summer session starting for swim lessons. So if anyone's interested, you can go on to our website at ymcatoledo.org. And all of our locations have swim lessons starting the week after splash. So that would be like the 25th, 26th would be our first day of swim lessons.
Cool. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in on a Sunday morning. I know there's probably lots of better things to do on this beautiful day than to hang out with us here in studio. Me and Adam, we're just kind of hanging out, and we get to hang out with all you great people from the Y, so we're so thankful. Well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with the director of Silver Sneakers, a program that many of you can get involved with that you may not even know, and such a great great piece that the Y is bringing forward, and we're going to talk with Martha Preckler. She's the director of that program when we come back. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. This is 1370 WSPD.
Now you're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way.
You're listening to 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, I'm your host, Jeff, and today it's a special YMCA show, great partners of our show since the beginning, and so many great things are happening at our local Y that many of you may not know. And so that's one of the reasons we like to do these shows, because the Y is doing such great work here in the local community. We've talked about the diabetes program, the food summer food program. Daniel Rovat just on with the all the aquatics things that are happening across the Y. And if you want more information about the Y, you can find them at ymcatoledo.org. Again, that's ymcatoledo.org. All of these things, you can find information there, or you can call them directly. You know, one of the things that's interesting about our firm, Citizen Advisory Group, is we obviously do the investment portfolio for our clients. We look at the investment strategy along with the tax plan, along with all the different pieces that go into that. But another thing that we do for our clients is Medicare planning and those types of insurances for your health care. And so as an independent insurance agency, we can make sure that you're in the very best plan. Well, many of you may not know that if you're on Medicare, eligible for Medicare, some of the insurance programs has a great program included called Silver Sneakers. And today we have Martha Preckler. She's the director of Silver Sneakers and a good friend of our show. She's been on with us several times in the past. So, Martha, welcome to Retirement Journey.
Thank you, Jeff, and happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you so much. And so, as I keep mentioning, I don't know if you just tuned in, this beautiful baby girl, 12 weeks old, it's just the coolest thing ever. And so now I've got the neatest and most fun and creative six-year-old son, and we've complemented that with the beautiful baby girl, and so we're so excited. So today's a special Father's Day. It's my first with two children. So, Martha, tell us a little bit about what is Silver Sneakers? What is it all about?
Silver Sneakers is a wonderful fitness program offered by many insurance companies. If you are 65 and eligible for Medicare, what a lot of people find is the 80% that Medicare covers just isn't enough, and they buy a supplement plan or they buy an Advantage plan. And a lot of those offer a wonderful wellness benefit called Silver Sneakers. It gives you a complimentary full max membership to the Y and J, as well as free Silver Sneaker classes. And being a Y member, you have access to 10 different branches you can go to work out or enjoy our educational or social groupings too.
And so just by being eligible for this insurance plan, you automatically get it. There's no additional cost, correct?
No additional cost. It's really great because a lot of people, you know, they talk to their insurance agent and they go, well, this sounds like a great plan and I can afford it. And they hear so many things at once when they're signing up. They forget that they have this fabulous free benefit, which is worth about $600 a year if you were to go out and try and buy it.
Right, because you're getting the full max membership,
That's
which
correct.
Is pretty much full use of all the Y facilities around town.
That's exactly correct. And you get 12 free visits as an away YMCA member. Like, say you go to, I don't know, Florida for the winter, you can go down as a Y member and attend a Y down there. For
awesome.
Free as well.
Yeah, so many good things. So besides the physical benefits of Silver Sneakers, is there a social and educational aspect as well you kind of mentioned?
Oh, my gosh. We're exploding with that, Jeff. Silver Sneakers and the Y believe you don't just deal with one part of a person's being. We want to serve seniors, serve more seniors, and do a better job every day of every year. So part of the component is we have brains. We need to exercise them. We have something to share. We've lived a long time, and maybe we should be volunteering and teaching people all the good things we know. So we're providing volunteer opportunities. This year, this is really exciting. We're collaborating with the Toledo and Lucas County Public Library System. They are sending their cybermobile to three of our Ys, East, West, and Summit, for 3 months, to give free computer and cell phone lessons to our seniors.
That is an incredible thing there.
Yes, because, I mean, you know, your world gets really small if you're not going to access the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk to your kids or you want to find out, gee, I've never been to Fiji. I wonder what it's like. If you know how to operate a computer and go on the internet, and if I can do it, believe me, Jeff, anybody can. And the Toledo Lucas County Public Library is helping us with that.
Well, I didn't even know that was part of the program, so that's kind of a new thing there, and that's an incredible piece. I just think about going over to my parents' house and watching them struggle with the remote control, for crying out loud. All the new technologies, the way it's going so quickly, what a great, great feature to that. So If you're just tuning in today, we're talking to Martha Preckler. She's the director of Silver Sneakers, and today's all about the YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo. So we're talking about Silver Sneakers, and how do we find out if I'm eligible?
That's an easy one. First, call your local YMCA branch, and if you don't have that number, I will give you my phone number, so go get a pen and a piece of paper, and call me, and I'll tell you if you are. You can go online to ymcatoledo.org, click on the location tab, go to the Y that you're most likely to go to, click on there, and their phone number will be right there. You can call and say, hi, I'm 65 and eligible for Medicare. Do I have a Silver Sneaker membership? And they can look you up just by using your name and your birth date, or I can do it. So you could call me at 419-360-0183.
Perfect. So now we're talking a lot about Silver Sneakers, but is there, if let's say I'm not eligible for Silver Sneakers, is there other programs you have for seniors that we can get involved in?
I'm so glad you asked me that. Yes. As you know, Jeff, at the Y, our motto is no one should not be at the Y because of money. We have wonderful members who do a scholarship drive with us every year and donate so that those who can't afford it can be Y members. And it's a very private process. You know, your information isn't out there for anybody. You'd go to the Y in your zip code, and we would give you the paperwork you need and apply for financial aid. We have that. We have there's one insurance company, Aetna has one policy that offers a free membership called Silver and Fit. They don't get the free classes, but our classes are so inexpensive. It's crazy. You know, $18 for 8 weeks, and if you took one class three times a week, that'd be 75 cents a day.
Can't beat that.
It's cheaper than McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, and then finally,
a little healthier than McDonald's, too.
Yeah, a lot healthier. And then our other option is we have a senior max membership. So if you're 62 or older, come on in. You get your max membership with a 15% reduction. Oh, and for the Silver Sneakers, I just wanted to say, if you're a Silver Sneaker and your spouse is not, your spouse gets to join for $25 a month.
Which is another discount.
Yeah, so you don't let your spouse not come just because they're not a Silver Sneaker.
So you got something big coming up at the Wolf Creek Y. Talk to us a little about when that is and what's going to be happening.
We are very excited about this. The Wolf Creek Y, which is on South Holland, Sylvania Road in Maumee, just south of Airport Highway, I believe, we're having a Silver Sneakers open house. At this event, anybody who is a Silver Sneakers or interested in us as an organization should come out to Wolf Creek, and we're going to have our friend Susan Ruff will be there with her table of information about diabetes prevention and our treatments and things, and the fine people at Fallen Timbers Internal Medicine Docs, they're sending a nurse to do blood sugar testing. We've got a rep from Dave's Performance Shoes to answer any questions you have about, I didn't walk for years because my sneakers hurt. And then finally, I got somebody who fit me properly. And boy, I'm up to 1.75 miles.
Wow, so good for you.
So that's good. And then we'll have class demonstrations and facility tours and equipment orientations and free food and beverages and door prizes. So it should be a blast. It's from 12 to 2:30 on Tuesday, June 24th. At the Wolf Creek Y, their phone number, if you want more information, is 419-866-9622. And anybody at the desk, which would be the folks that would answer the phone, can tell you what's going on and to come on in. It's free.
Awesome. Well, if we can't make that event coming up on that next Tuesday, not this coming, but the following Tuesday, was there any other way we can learn about Silver Sneakers or another opportunity for us?
Well, there's always, you can call us any day and ask about Silver Sneakers. Everybody at our branches is well schooled in those opportunities as well as the other membership opportunities. But we're just launching another open house at the Summit Y on Bush Street, and we're going to have it on the first day that the Cybermobile is going to be there, so you can check that out too. And that would be on Thursday, August 21st from 1:30 to 3:30, and we don't have any advertising up on that yet because we just decided it on Friday, but that'll be the next.
So that's
next
breaking one. News from the Y.
Breaking news.
So lots of cool things happening with Silver Sneakers. Anything else you want to add before we go to a break?
Yes, there's a couple of serious things that happen in every family. We've been collaborating with Hospice of Northwest Ohio, and they're having some of their Caring for the Caregiver class workshops at our Y's, and a new program coming up called Grief Share. It is a workshop for people who have recently experienced the death of a loved one, and that's going to be at the East Y starting July 17th at 7 o'clock. And if you call East Y, don't call them till Tuesday because a lot of the folks there don't even know it's happening yet. This is all breaking news, Jeff.
Gotcha.
So if you're having struggles with that, this is a great class presented by Main Street Church. They're coming in to help us out with that.
Awesome. Well, as you can tell, lots of stuff going on at the YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo. Great partners of our show, and there's just so many programs we've been talking about all day. Martha, thank you so much. One more time, though, how can they find the information, the website and phone number?
Right. The website is always a good place to go, ymcatoledo.org. Go on to the location tab and click on whichever branch you're interested in, and you can call them directly for any information you need about Silver Sneakers or our other great Y membership opportunities. If you're looking for our Silver Sneaker and Senior Events, instead of clicking on location, go to the program tab, click on that, and follow the links to Silver Sneakers and Senior Events, and they're all there.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in this Sunday morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
We really appreciate it. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about something very interesting that happened at the Supreme Court this week. It's an attack on your IRA. The government's coming for your money. Stay tuned with us, and we're going to talk about what that means for you and your future. This is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher on 1370 WSPD. So what does that mean? Let's say your kids inherit your IRA, and they file bankruptcy. Well, it's going to be going, your IRA is going to be going directly to those creditors in that bankruptcy. And so there's so much that's happening with your IRA. And if you're not having a plan to combat this, we suggest you give us a call at 419-872-0204. That's our office number. Or you can find us on the web at citizenadvisory.com. And so there's all this stuff going on in the IRA world. And for many of you, your largest asset is your IRA. And so what's your plan to make sure that you're not going to lose too much of it to the government? We would love to sit down with you and show you some of the strategies that can help fight that. And so, again, you can find us at citizenadvisory.com or call us at the office at 419-872-0204. You know what a destination wedding is? Well, we've always thought in terms of destination shopping and dining, but what about destination medical care? What is it? And could it be the best choice for you? Well, tune in next week, Sunday, to hear Destination Medical Care Executive David Mayer discuss options for saving money on medical care and about new treatments not yet available in the United States. I want to thank our sponsor, Spangler Nathanson. You can find him at snlaw.com and Scrambler Marie's, as well as Evans Home Loans and Insurance. This is Retirement Journey on 1370 WSPD.
The content on this paid program show is for educational and entertainment purposes only and not intended to be used as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate professional before making any financial decisions. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Citizen Advisory Group, LTD, are independent entities.